Preston and Steve Fun Size.
I just want to let you guys know that 2 weeks from today,
oh my gosh,
we start broadcasting live at Xfinity Live, the Camp Out for Hunger, a little bit earlier than years past. And yes, 2 weeks from today, we will begin. It's going to be a different story. It's not going to be throngs of people and crowds gathering, but we will have a drive up and drop off and hopefully some photo opportunities and things like that for you to share. That'd be wonderful. Help get the word out, but it's going to be, you know, mainly focused on the fundraising. We will still continue to do a radio show, obviously live on location, because that's what we're planning on doing, but a little less of the circus type atmosphere just because of the scenario this time around.
We can.
More so than ever, we need your donations. And you can get a jump on it with the Acme Head Start program. You can stop by and make donations there, cash donations at Acme. It's real easy. They'll tell you about it when you get there. But we will be taking, it'll be doing a drop-off session while we're at the Camp Out for Hunger. And I've been getting a lot of great feedback of people that are doing, you know, having their own food preparation,
yes,
food drives and getting set for that. So we're,
that's
looking
awesome,
forward to it, man. And in fact, our friend Brian Miller from Course Photography has started a countdown by posting photos that he has taken at the Camp Out for Hunger. Brian is an outstanding photojournalist, and the first one is one of my favorites. And this is from last year.
Yeah.
It's like a breaching whale.
This is Casey was in, what do you call it? Is it an,
it's
endless,
an endless
pool?
Endless pool, yeah.
It was an endless pool that we had actually brought there and filled up and set up on location. And Casey was doing, trying to do a certain timed laps, I believe, or what was it?
Yeah, so it was the fastest, the current that they have, I think, for like a full minute or something,
okay,
like that.
It was Bill Weston's, yeah, idea to do this.
Bill Burns, it was his idea.
Oh, Bill Burns hated it.
He hated it even more?
Sales, yeah, department, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was fun.
Awesome.
And
so
you,
did I.
You did, like, you did really well, right?
Well, you
did whatever the challenge was.
Shucks, thanks. Yeah, we should probably get them back out.
So it's Casey breaching up out of the water, and it's a moment in time captured. It's perfect.
It's beautiful. It's like straight out of National Geographic.
Yep. So, and in fact, we're looking at video of this right now. The steam was rising. It was cold out, obviously.
Yeah.
And actually, it looks really cold out that particular day. We saw butt crack.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff. So it's going to have a different appearance, but, ma'am, we need your help more than ever. So details at WMMR.com, but I can't believe it's, dude, 2 weeks away.
What the hell?
Wow.
I'm not ready.
No, but I mean,
the
listen.
Exact same thing in my mind.
We have no option, yeah, and we know that you're going to be there with us to do this, because it has to get done.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. So, like I said, get the details at WMMR.com. We are approaching the end of 2020. Thank God. We're only a couple of months away. It's been a weird year, obviously. I saw this interesting article on listverse.com.
I like that site.
I do, too.
Yeah.
So it piqued my interest because the article title was Top 10 Really Good Things About 2020.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
The fact that they could put together a list of five, but let's go for it.
I know. So let's see what you guys think about these. And I haven't gone through and looked at everything because it was a lengthy article, but I have the basics here. So number 10, we'll do 10 to 1. Bill, sorry about
that. I don't like
that.
I know. Sounds desperate. Wasn't that one of the framing of the
album? Yeah, it was when...
No, when you take 10 callers.
10 callers.
When you're giving away 10 things at a time.
Like when you have
300 movie passes to give away, he wants you to do one at a time.
Right.
Because it makes us sound desperate that we have so many.
Makes you sound slutty.
God, the things that he focuses on sometimes, just... that could be a list.
Oh, it could be. It could be.
No.
The first time I realized it was when we did the hot sauce thing with Joe, and it smelled bad, and he wouldn't let it go. And I'm like, dude, we're still doing the show, okay? Can we worry about this later on?
No, the soup is what got me. I thought he was joking. People could spill it. He's kidding.
Kathy,
we're not having a bunch of toddlers in to eat soup.
We scarred him with the horse piss.
That
was what did it.
The horse never pissed.
No, but
the fear of horse piss. Yeah,
but he never did.
For those who aren't longtime listeners of the show, we actually brought a horse into the studio.
miniature horse.
Yeah,
we didn't think it was a Clydesdale.
Yeah, but we did bring it up in the elevator.
Yeah, we didn't think it. We didn't think it through.
Yeah,
it worked out though.
We probably should have thought about the weight issues.
That was fine.
Yeah. Anyway,
it was fun. It was
enough of that.
Hey,
everyone survived.
This isn't about Bill.
No,
it's about good things that have happened in 2020. So let's get to this. Number 10 on this list: pet adoptions have increased dramatically.
Yay!
Yeah.
2020. So. That is a good thing. And similar stories, not just in the U.S., but similar stories throughout Europe, the U.K., Australia, all these areas have seen shelters completely emptied. So that's a good thing.
Now, as that happens, that means the things like my wife is involved with Max Fund and the getting the rescuing of animals from feral cat communities and stuff like that, that ups the chances that if they are able to be adopted out, they will be. So that is a good thing. Yes, that's a good thing.
Yes.
A friend of mine, I was actually just with them over the weekend for Halloween, and she was telling me how she adopted a dog and then a cat. And her husband had to quarantine in the beginning of all of this.
Right.
I think he worked in hospitals. So he was staying at their shore house. And so she didn't even tell him. She just went out and adopted a cat. And he came home and they now have a cat.
Sure.
A number of people that I know who adopted over the quarantine.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's another thing that's been good about 2020, and it involves animals as well. Wild animals are faring as well as domesticated ones. Wild humpback whales are apparently gleefully singing off the coast of Alaska.
I saw one in the parking lot this morning.
He did, yeah. Really?
Was he singing?
He's singing like crazy. He was in the sprinklers because the sprinklers run all night.
Yeah.
So it says here that according to Dr. Michelle Fournette, director of Sound Science Research Collective, said it's the first time in human history that we've had the technological ability to listen to these whales in a meaningful way without us interfering. Now, back on land, many species are enjoying some long, limited elbow room. Just weeks into widespread lockdowns, Sika deer began roaming outside their normal habitat in Nara, Japan, and wild turkeys started congregating in a park in Oakland, California.
Go ahead.
Jackals in Tel Aviv, goats in Istanbul, and even a sea lion near Buenos Aires have all reveled in our retreat from the landscape.
Well, I don't know what to say to that.
I don't either. There's a lot of, but it's going on around worldwide. So there's a lot of different animals that are starting to enjoy getting being a little more fruitful, it seems like. All right, here's another thing that might be good for 2020. Eloping is making a comeback. So people are starting to do that more often.
Yeah. You guys know anybody that has eloped? Personally?
No, but did you see that former intern Jinx got married on Friday night?
Yes, Rachel? She did. And Rachel, she looked lovely.
She looked gorgeous. She had a black dress, which I thought was really cool. People are doing weddings however they see fit and however they want to this year. And,
So did Christy Harrison. Remember her?
She got married this weekend?
Yeah, she got married on Friday.
Who's Christy Harrison?
She was an intern of ours a long, long time ago.
When Joe was here, intern Joe was here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. We show her a picture and you'll...
Yeah.
And you won't recognize her.
Right. No, you will.
Yeah. So, not being able to plan large weddings and not attending them and all that stuff. So that is made for eloping. So that can be a positive thing. Also, now this is interesting that it puts us in here. Divorces are rising.
Okay. That's
Do they cancel each other out? Are they running neck and neck?
It's a good question. From March through June 2020, the number of people seeking divorces was 30% higher than compared to 2019. At first glance, this is bad news, since ending a marriage is nobody's idea of fun. As with nearly everything in 2020, a driving force is COVID-19. With couples cooped up for extended periods of time, some are realizing the person they married is not worth waiting for death to part ways with. Experts contend the combination of stress, unemployment, financial strain, illness, and homeschooling children have placed significant strain on relationships. However, COVID isn't really the cause of divorce, or rather a catalyst. Putting two people who really don't belong together in close quarters forces them to show each other their true colors. I kind of see the merit of this in that, listen, if you're not meant to be together, then you shouldn't be together.
No. There is also the phenomenon that's occurred of people who at the beginning of the lockdown and in the COVID shutdown sort of said, okay, I'm just started in a relationship with this person. Let's go for it. Let's try it. Because they didn't want to be alone.
Right.
And so they locked down with someone they had just an embryonic relationship with. And I don't mean they were dating babies, but they were just at the beginning of it. And and that's happened as well. So right. Some have succeeded, some haven't.
Yeah, I can see divorce as a good thing. And I mean,
if it's miserable, don't.
Exactly.
You know, what good is that?
Yeah. And listen, does that mean that I want marriages to end that way? No.
Yes.
I mean, I think that hopefully you find that right person. But listen, it's not an exact science. You think one way, and then over time, you realize it's not quite what it could have been. And you've split up, and you still have time to maybe find a better person.
You get one shot at life, right?
Yeah.
And like, why, you know, and it's, and your time is limited. So why would you want to spend any time? Well, I'm just.
I love you too.
Thank you. I'm saying there's no reason to be miserable.
There isn't.
You know?
Yes.
Right. Another thing on the list that's good about 2020, Mother Nature is getting a much need respite. Things are getting a little bit better as far as air quality, rivers. You know, we noticed immediately, like, one of the things that was being pointed out was in Venice.
Yeah.
It wasn't less pollution, but there was less silt and so on being kicked up because of all the traffic.
It's amazing. The killer whales have returned to the Wissahickon Creek.
Oh! They're so majestic.
Yeah, to see them breaching.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
It's just amazing.
But yes, with social, economic, industrial, and urbanization activity significantly diminished, the planet has maximized its long overdue time off with prodigious improvements to air quality, cleaner rivers, and less noise pollution.
That gives the storms that are pounding the ever-living F out of us more time to get stronger.
That's right. Real estate prices are soaring.
Now, there you go. So this is a seller's market, yes, mm-hmm. right?
Yes. Yeah. And unlike the mid-2000s housing bubble, which, you remember, it burst at one point.
It was devastating.
Yeah, what was the movie called that was...
The Big Short?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
This time...
Monster Truck. That's a different movie. That's also great, but no, very different plot line. It's terrible. I was just trying to make Steve feel okay.
This time, the spike in home prices is built on the sound economic science of supply and demand rather than suckers being hoodwinked with loans they can't repay. The recent stabler uptick in home prices is a result of course, the pandemic. Well-to-do residents in affluent yet at-risk cities are fleeing to the suburbs amidst a protracted pandemic where elbow room has become a lifesaver rather than a mere luxury.
I'm in the middle of refinancing right now, trying to deal with a mortgage. And first of all, if you want a fun weekend, I can't recommend it more highly.
refinancing?
Yeah, but it's really interesting to see how active the real estate market is, because the real estate market then, of course, affects mortgages. And people that are in that field are really, really busy, and that's good to see.
So yeah. The guy who I will train me on the weekend, Ray, he's in that business, and he's working like till 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock. I mean, he's just...
Yeah.
He's just, and he's making a killing, but it's a ton of work.
There are also interesting ripple effects, too, because some people are refinancing and then borrowing money against their homes that they currently live in and reinvesting in their homes, which means that there are jobs coming from, like, people that want to put in a pool or people that want to put in a back deck or whatever.
So you look for those bright spots.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
One of the things, what was I going to mention? I saw an article in the New York Post over the weekend and just kind of skimmed it, but it was people, because I was saying, you know, real estate prices and people who had decided to leave New York City and
yes.
go elsewhere. And it was a handful of stories of people who realized that they don't like it outside of New York City.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they went from more rural areas and then they realized that
they missed the city.
They missed the city big time.
Well, they overshot and went real rural and should have gone smaller city.
Yeah, they went like farm.
Yeah. That is a bracing reality when you're out in the middle of nowhere.
Well, it's funny, but you tend to embrace the city sounds. And so Trey Anastasio is doing these concerts on Friday nights at the Beacon Theater. And he was, and he lives in New York City now.
Right.
And he was talking on Friday night about how, I left the city for a little while, and I couldn't believe how loud it was. People were mowing their lawns, and so he just wasn't. He couldn't wait to get back to the city, you know, and get in
the groove,
in the groove, and the city sounds as well.
Over the past 2 weeks, I have noticed a lot more New York license plates in Center City.
Get out.
So I wonder if people are starting to
get out of my city.
You mean get out?
Yeah, yeah. Get out of my.
I don't come here. Don't raise our real estate prices. Get out.
What do they see? They see as Philadelphia is getting away from the city.
There's some of that. I don't know.
It's a smaller. If you know, they want to be out of New York. It's a smaller Philadelphia, and they can take the train right up there.
I applaud their decision. I've been saying for years, Marissa, that Philadelphia has so much of what I liked about New York with half the bull crap.
Right.
And now there's I can see that.
Hey, before we go on to, I'm sorry, Marissa, before we go on to another thing that was good about this year, Kristen eloped, and she's on the line, and Marissa mentioned this. Hi, Kristen. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. So you did the elope thing?
We did. We eloped. We decided that we weren't going to, just allow the whole pandemic thing ruin our day.
No.
However, we couldn't get our money back from our venue, so we decided we're just going to, do the whole party thing when we can actually have everyone attend. So we're going to do that in April. But so we just did a little tiny thing with just four of us, and that
So wait a minute. So you're going to use that venue that you already paid for your get together?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I didn't think so it's not a complete loss of your money.
May I ask how much was tied up in the venue that you didn't get back?
Half of it. Cuz we really wanted it. So I wanted to put at least half down, and it's not like it's, a little cheap spot. So,
okay, so I understand. Yeah, so you definitely want to take advantage of that. The time will come when you can. But, yeah, I can see that. You're chomping at the bit to be married, and so you got that out of the way now.
Yeah, we just wanted to have, something, our anniversary to be that date. Because we picked that date literally because we wanted that date, not because we're just kind of like, hey, let's get married in, October.
Right.
So
no, yeah. I hear you.
I've heard a number of stories
of
people not getting their deposits back. I mean, I get it. I know businesses are in a tough spot now too, but I mean, they can't have that group of people there. So how are you not refunding them their money?
I know.
You can't provide them what the contract says, the amount of people.
My guess is they're doing what we just heard Kristen say, is that they're saying, is there any way you could have it down the road and we'll have everything for you? Or even give incentive to discount that, because you're right, because the businesses are getting slammed as well, who had business go from... In fact, we were just going into the big season when the whole stuff hit, and they got decimated.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yep. Spring is big wedding season.
Yep. All right, so here's another thing that has been good about 2020. We've proven that working from home can work.
Yeah.
And I wonder what sort of residual effect that is going to have. So companies that thrive on leasing out office space, and is that going to have an effect on...
That will have an effect on companies that deal with that. However, what's going to happen is you've already seen companies realize they don't need to have offices. And they can have just a much more modified version of what they had before without, it depends. Also, I think it'll go all the way down to the interview process, finding out people who are good at working from home as opposed to people who need to go in. I myself need to go to a place. I've worked from home and I've worked, in a situation like this, obviously, this works better. I'm in work mode when I'm here. At home, I tend to keep working, and I'm not sure. It's vague. I like a little bit more structure.
I said the same thing when my neighbor, he's like a pharma medical rep.
Right.
And he does a lot of office stuff. And I was like, and this is early on. This is before I really had kids and all that. I was like, dude, there is no way I would be able to get up and do my, I would be watching.
Motivated?
No, I'd watch The Price is Right.
Yeah, yeah,
at 11, breakfast. And
grilled cheese.
Grilled cheeses. Lots of grilled cheeses. I would fail miserably, but people.
But you would be a world-renowned grilled cheese chef.
I already am.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm good at it.
Okay. Just the standard grilled cheese, or do you do some flourishes on it?
I do a little bit of flourishes these days. I've gotten better at it.
Gummy bears.
No. Well, I don't know. But my favorite is with leftover meatballs, making a grilled meatball and provolone sandwich.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Grilled cheese?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, it's more. It's a
the
nice
trick is eating that on the Zoom conference call and not letting them see that.
I'll just go to audio only, but it's a healthy blend of cheese and meatball.
You ever see the movie Chef?
But I saw. I heard you talk about how Favreau. It's like making love the way he's making this grilled cheese.
Yep. It's so much so that he actually came up with a documentary this year or last year. It was based on that movie Chef. And the reason that he did it was so many people responded positively to the grilled cheese scene in Chef.
He's not kidding.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
All right, so fish parking lots. They have the craziest...
Fish don't even drive.
I'm talking about tailgates for the band.
Oh, okay.
And the legend... Is this my phone?
What's happening?
Is this my phone? Yeah, it threw me off a little bit.
It's not
my... Oh, it's my watch.
Stop talking about fish.
My apology. I hate... I hate bringing it up, but it's just part of my life. It's such a huge aspect of my life. But the joke is, you know, the Grateful Dead parking lots. Oh, grilled cheese sandwiches. But I've never had a better grilled cheese sandwich than in the fish parking lot. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, Steve, that's my favorite thing to happen so far this day. We're looking at the video from the scene from the movie Chef when he makes it. It is, there's all, it's... I'm salivating a little bit right now just from this. He lovingly, carefully
taking off his pants.
Grilled cheese sandwich. It's excellent.
Just add a little garlic.
All right. So anyhow,
garlic butter.
We're working at home.
Yes.
Apparently now we've proven that working from home can work. That's one of the good things to come out of 2020. And it all depends on what you do. But if you are
neurosurgeon,
if you have a standard office job, I'm sure there's many times where he said, "Dude, I could do this from home." And my friend Will ended up working from home for years, and what he found a way to make it work was he essentially made their basement his office.
Yes.
And it would be a transition of going downstairs, I'm going
you need
to
that.
The office.
Yeah.
It's a separate place. Nobody come down here and bother me while I'm doing this. I don't want this to feel like home while I am here.
I'm working!
I want it to be in a different environment. So I think that's important, too. You have to find a space, even if you can just screen it off somehow or another, but make that the office and only the office.
I would go, even if you can't do that, go to Home Depot or go to Lowe's where they have the door displays, where they have them freestanding so you can go through.
Yeah.
Purchase the whole setup, sit the door there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Let's see. Another thing that's good from 2020. We're reading more books.
No, we're not.
No?
I'm listening to books.
I've read more.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
What have you read?
I read two books. I found an author that I really liked, and she happened to be from the area, which I didn't know going into it, and she's a great author. I ended up buying two more of her books, so...
Really? Okay, I need to know this. I never thought of Kathy as a reader.
Yeah.
I know you know how to read.
Thank you.
But
barely.
What type of story grabs your attention?
You like Knight Rider fan fiction.
What will Michael Knight be up to in this one?
No.
I gently touched Kit's tailpipe. It was still warm.
What do you read, like romance or?
The author that I like, her name is Ellen Hildebrand, and you know who she
is?
Yeah,
I do. Yeah.
Okay. I've actually heard that name.
Yeah, so she writes these like summer novels, and a lot of her stuff is based in Nantucket because that's where she lived, but also a lot of it takes place in the Philadelphia area. She mentions the Main Line and stuff like that in her books. She actually grew up, and her mother lives in Collegeville.
My name is Trent Rockwell. You're that girl from the radio.
But they said that she's actually responsible for a lot of the vacation travel to Nantucket because of her
books.
Because
of her writing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Somebody spends time writing about a certain area.
What's that?
I'm sorry. She was born and raised in Collegeville.
Okay. I, like Steve, have been listening to a lot of audiobooks.
I do.
That's what I've been doing the majority of the
especially
time.
Especially since you do not want to listen to any news, especially now. It's wonderful to get lost in a book.
I just finished Dune last week, and right now I'm listening to Misery.
I mean,
and I was opposed to listening to. I'm like, you're not really reading. F that. I was missing out on so much that I just didn't have time to read.
Yep, me too.
And like, okay, I'm biting the bullet.
I get drowsy when I read.
Yeah, me too.
I do. I end up reading the same page 50 times.
And so that was the thing. I'd have stories and I'm still going to read. Like Ready Player Two is coming out later this month. I'm going to get the actual book and read that. But I find myself getting drowsy when I read, and I bought one audiobook, and I was like, this is great. This is what I need. This is perfect.
I'm engaged. Yes, absolutely.
And I
agree.
I know that you like to listen to books like on your ride home from work. I can't listen to a book and drive at the same time. I just don't pay attention.
Close your eyes.
You know what I have done?
Good idea.
No. Here's what I did. Now, I have more highway that I'm driving on.
Yes.
Which is a little more mindless driving as opposed to, hitting a lot of stop signs and turns and things like that. But what I have found when listening to audiobooks is it has made me a calmer driver. I now get in the right lane because actually I want to spend a little more time in the car, believe it or not. So I get in the right lane, I do the speed limit or maybe just a smidge over, and I let all the idiots that are going crazy fly past me, go right ahead. And hop in the back seat. I have enjoyed driving more because I've been listening to audiobooks. It's been great.
This is what a terrible reader and listener of audiobooks I am. I was listening to an audiobook, and Nick was telling me to get this audiobook. I'm like, oh, okay. And what's it called? He tells me the name of the book. I'm like, okay, I'll look into that. And then I realized that I was actually already listening to that book.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really?
It's a great book, by the way. How to Change Your Mind by Michael Pollan. And I was describing it to Casey in great detail. And he's like,
my book is about changing your mind, too.
And then literally, like, 2 or 3 days later, Casey starts telling me this book that he's reading, listening to. I was like, that's the one I was just telling you about.
You know that book about that island where there's a huge gorilla? I'm reading a book about an island with a huge gorilla.
By the way, who's Trey's favorite author, since we're going to
I have no idea.
You don't know?
Okay. Stop talking about fish.
All right, here we go. In this list, it says another thing that's good from 2020. 2020 has prioritized facts over feelings. It says that safe spaces, participation trophies, blah, blah, blah. It says, in a world run amok with that, with generous servings of mankind's marquee motivated self-preservation on the side. These unprecedented times have focused us to stop placating people's feelings despite our own well-being.
Does this have to do with banana bread?
You know what? That's one of the things that we have not...
We haven't talked about that in a while.
Because I was waiting to get to banana bread.
Yeah. No, it's not.
I think our culinary chops have gotten better, have they not?
I've been cooking more.
I've been ordering takeout more.
That's not even on this list. You're right.
Right? Before we get into this this vague thing here that you're finishing off with, that seems to be an obvious.
I think we're coming out of the warmer months, too, and people are going to start retreating back inside over the next few months, so I bet we'll get some more banana bread stores.
They're going to be cocooning?
Cocooning,
I wonder what's next, because I definitely jumped on the banana bread boat.
Yeah. That's a good question. There hasn't been any... cooking fads that I've seen happen lately.
I want, the new thing. I want to try the new thing.
Do you know what I've gotten into?
Those bombs, Kathy. Those chocolate
bombs. Oh, that's right. Yeah, the hot chocolate bombs.
Bomb.
That's right. All right, so here, hang on a second. Tony wants to point something out. We're coming towards the end of the conversation, but if there's anything you want to point out, feel free to let us know. Tony, hey, man, what's up?
Hey, Zucker. How you guys doing?
Good, buddy. All right, so what's a good thing about this year?
So I said this to my wife a couple nights ago. Bands collaborating with other bands via Zoom and whatever you want to call it. Like, they're doing covers.
Yeah.
They're doing... I think it's called 2 Minutes to Late Night or 2 Minutes to Midnight is like a show where they just get musicians. They Zoom in and they do covers. They did a bunch of Halloween covers over the weekend or last month or whatnot.
And
it's amazing.
You know what else, Tony, I think has been cool musically about this is that a lot of almost one-hit wonder or old bands, like we saw the thing with the Doobie Brothers, which was amazing, but some obscure ones like... Modern English did a version of Melt With You, their only hit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is great. And then Marissa, one of the first ones Marissa sent to me was Goldfinger did Here in Your Bedroom. And it was fantastic.
Yeah.
So there has been a lot of good musical things that
you're right. And also to that point, Tony, like when we were rolling into this camp out, we started planning this camp out well before COVID, well before all that stuff. We were talking about the applications of Zoom and getting artists on the show and getting people checking into the camp out using the large screens and doing teleconferencing to expand our guest list. And so we were already working in that way. And by sheer necessity now, that's a large part of what we're going to be doing at this camp out. So I think these are things we will take past all of this.
Yep.
There's going to be a new, if you really want a guest on your talk show, and you're, whatever, the late night shows, and they can't quite make it in and they're on the set, they will go to them this way. It won't be the go-to all the time, but it does provide another option. And you're right. Yeah. For all these artists,
thanks, Tony,
it's a good way to do this.
Yeah.
This looks like Craig Shoemaker in this band.
here in your bedroom. This is Goldfinger.
Does it look like Greg Shoemaker?
I didn't see the dude. Sorry. Yeah. So anyhow, there's been
yeah.
All right. So trying to focus.
There
on
you
the
go.
There's all been right. some good things that have happened.
I would say if you make it through 2020, that's a good thing in and of itself. It just literally building up some resilience, learning a little bit about yourself, and coming out with a positive attitude, and it probably toughens some people up who might have needed it too. And I don't mean that in a you know, in an overly masculine kind of way. It just, you know, I think you are able to become resilient after a really difficult time, and that's not the worst thing.
All right, so I had heard something, and I don't know if this is just speculation or, you know, people just talking, but because of social distancing and masks and all this, that I don't think they were saying that the flu is going to be eradicated, but, like, flu cases are going to be, like, at an absolute minimum this year.
That'd be nice.
I've heard that too, yeah.
Have you heard the word eradicate?
No.
No. Okay.
The flu has not been eradicated. You may see some attenuation of it because of some efforts that are people a little bit more aware of the crap that every flu season you should be doing, which is washing your hands. And
if you
had the flu, not going into work and things like that. So that's a standard. Again, we've talked about the numbers of people, 50, 60, 70, 80,000 people a year just die of the basic flu. And we would, you know, we'd talk about it and people would say, oh, that's kind of interesting. So I think, I don't know if it's going to be that level of, and it's just, listen, you know, the flu is going to do eventually what the flu is going to do, but you can take precautions that help mitigate it a bit.
Yeah.
And so maybe you'll see that as a positive after this as well.
Maybe. So I thought it'd be nice to point out some of those. So anyhow,
that's good.
Thought we'd share.
Bill Weston like that.
I don't know. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
He didn't like it. There you go. There's the word.
Get a whole lot more Preston and Steve at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.